I want you to get your hearts ready to just not only receive a word, but to receive an infusion of faith. How many of you are ready for an infusion of faith? Lift your hands up right now. I want to just pray. Father, as we just commit the remainder of the service over to our dear pastor friend here, apostle friend, a prophet friend, Lord, that Father has the same heart as these people that went overseas. Father, he's feeding the poor. God, he's got hospitals. He's got schools, Father. He's given it all for your kingdom. We bless this man of God and open up our hearts for an infusion of faith in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Would you welcome Brother Gustav?
Happy birthday.
Hallelujah. Somebody just get excited. I am going to be short. I just want to share some information that can bring a transformation in your life. Greetings from South Africa. We are in a winter season. People always ask me two questions when they hear I'm from Africa. Why aren't you black and does it rain? I said my parents put me in Clorox and paint me with PVA. I said, yes, it gets very, very cold in South Africa. Now, family, I'm here to bring some information that can help you how to be on this journey that you are on and to break through in greater dimensions. Now, the problem, I've been serving God many, many years, and the problem in the church world, we are positioned in a certain situation, but our condition that developed through the years doesn't line up with our position. And God is busy in this last 2012, this last 6 months of the year, to get our condition changed that we can be in our position that he has called us. Now quickly, because I'm going to the book of Chronicles to take you through the barrier breaking adventure in your life. Number one, God made you an ambassador. 2 Kings chapter 5. He made you an ambassador because you were born again. That means I'm a representative of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' prayer was, let thy kingdom come. So somebody say, I'm a representative. Number two, Revelation chapter 1, he has made you a king and a priest. A king means you are a person of authority. Say, I've got authority. Say again, I've got authority. That means the devil cannot do what he wants to do. You've got authority this morning. And the second thing, he has made you a priest. That means you've got access. Say, I've got access this morning. Access means I can come boldly before the throne of God with every request, with every situation, with everything I need. Because when Moses faced the Red Sea, behind him is the Egyptians, and he said, Lord, help. The Lord said, what do you have in your hand? A staff. He said, stretch it out. That means, Moses, you've got access. If Moses had access in the old covenant, how much access do you have in the new covenant by the blood of Jesus? Help me, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he made you a prophet. So you are an ambassador, a king, a priest, and a prophet. Can somebody say, I'm royalty? So you are royalty, because as you travel on the journey of life. Now, I have learned this in my short journey with the Lord, and I'm serving God 42 years. I have learned life is not always fair. The day when I start serving the Lord, I thought this is a journey with red carpets, rose petals on the carpet, and Johnson's baby powder in the bed, and Lindt chocolates flying all over. And what a great awakening I had to discover life is just a journey. Now, I want to help you, because the Bible, the kingdom of God, is all about principles. Somebody say principles. Principles, position, and time. In other words, when I apply the principle, I will be positioned. That's why you can never be potted in the house of God. You need to be planted. Because if you are spotted people's got a different mentality as planted people. Help me. Because what people need to discover and realize, the vehicle that God is using in the time that we are in is His church, the local body. Help me. Christ the head, we the body. That's why somebody say, I need to be planted. Because scripture tells me this morning, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, say, something is going to happen with me. They have, in 1700s, they took a palm tree from the Eastern Cape in South Africa, where I am from, and they potted this thing, and they transported all the way to the UK. That palm tree is about 275 years old. The problem was, recently they want to move the thing. They needed 9 gardeners plus a heavy duty crane to move the thing. It only grew up to 4 meters high. That's about 12 foot in your measurements. Normally, if that thing was planted, it would grow 30 meters high. And the difference is, God wants His people to be planted. Somebody say, planted. Hallelujah. That's better American English than planted. So I want to help you, because everything this morning starts with a word. When God delivers something to you, it will confuse the devil. Now, the devil is not your mother-in-law, it's not the pastor, it's not your neighbor, it's not the chihuahua dog. There's a real devil outside of this building that's out there to kill, steal, and to destroy. But thank God, Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have it how? In abundance. Say the perisos of God, the overflow of God. Come on, people. And that's why there's 3 movements coming from God in the time that we are in. Number one, the first move is a move or the harvest of souls. Souls are coming into the kingdom of God like we've never seen before. Somebody say, thank God, my prodigals are coming home. My family are coming home. This is the saving season that we are in. Help me, somebody. The second move of God, listen, family, is the harvest of signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's where I want to start this morning, because we need to break through barriers. Somebody say, barriers. I want to help you how to be a barrier-breaking believer. Because as we travel, barriers start building up in my mind. Most of the times, leaders, most of the times are leading while they're bleeding. Help me, somebody. Somebody asked me, tell me your testimony. My scars are my testimony. But I have discovered on this journey, I need to deal with barriers, because my first birth was supernatural. My second birth was a greater thing than a supernatural event, because it took me out of the kingdom of darkness and put me in His marvelous light. He took a nothing, He makes you a something. He positioned you as an ambassador, as a king, a priest, and a prophet. Come on, family. But as we travel on this journey, barriers change my position, because I developed a condition. And that condition is not only in the physical, it's up most of the time up in our minds. God, believe you can. Somebody say, I can. You see, it sounds like people who are constipated, because it's difficult to say, I can. Because for years you were saying, I cannot. While scripture says, you can. Now in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Verse number 9 is somebody who was born and his mother gave him a name that's connected to his journey in life, Jabez. I want to help you, because, and then I'm going to give you 5 quick things. to help you, help to be a barrier-breaking Christian. Why? This is the reason. You are called to be a history maker. Somebody say, I'm a history maker. You are called to be a planet shaker. Say, a planet shaker. You are called to change the atmosphere. How can I change the atmosphere? Jesus had a supernatural birth in the natural through Mary. Come on, people. You've got a supernatural birth. How do I know it? Because John comes with the revelation. You see, the devil wants to picture you as a midget, as somebody of insignificance with no hope. But John comes and he says, greater. Somebody say, greater. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. What does that mean? If the psalmist cries out, heaven is his throne, earth the footstool of his feet, that great God by the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He deposits their gifts and abilities and vision and a pioneering condition and inventions and everything possible is on the inside of you to break through and break out and to go to a higher level. Boeing was leaving one of these islands, and at a certain height the aerostess called the captain and she said, Captain, I immediately demand an emergency landing. And he said, I'm not going to do emergency landing. He said, why? She said, there's a snake on this Boeing. He said, I'm not even going to do it for a snake. She said, you don't understand. This is not a normal snake. This is a king cobra. He said to the aerostess in her fear and her condition, he said, I'm not going to take or do an emergency landing. We're going higher. But keep on communicating with me. Everything is under control. Now you are on a journey in life. God's whole mentality, idea, mindset about you is for you to go higher. Somebody say higher. When they reach 10,000 feet, then the aerostess again and she communicates. She said, sir, that serpent is coming down the aisle. I demand an emergency landing. He said, I'm telling you, everything is under control. And when they reached 20,000 feet, he called back to the aerostess. He said, are you okay? She said, yes, sir. She said, one of the wild aerostesses tries to tease the snake. She threw shoes at him, but he doesn't move. He said, I told you all, it's all under control. What you did not know, before I became a pilot, I was a veteran. I was studying animals, especially snakes. And snakes cannot take high altitudes, they cut out. You are busy reaching a high altitude. The snake on your Boeing, I'm telling you, he's going to cut out. Because no weapon formed against you can prosper. And that's why the way how it's going to happen is, I need continually to deal with the barriers that the enemy tries to put in my mind to tell me situations are impossible. It cannot happen. You see, we settle for less. You've heard the most awesome testimonies this morning, and it is amazing how people can be satisfied with nearly nothing in life while God's got something bigger. And the way how they break out of that condition is changing thinking. Help me, somebody. Now here Jabez was born. Now I need to put something in here. First, a word, because everything is based on the word. Help me, somebody. Because when Peter heard the word, it was the word that got him out of the boat. It was the word that Mary agreed with heaven and that a supernatural birth could take place. Help me, somebody. It was a word with the first King 17 widow, my Lord, who had a handful of flour, a little bit of oil, who need a miracle. It was the word, bake a cake. Help me, somebody. somebody in this place this morning. And that's why this is the story. And Jabez, verse 9, was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. What a name that actually pave your journey. Sorrow. So Jabez, the reason that he was an honorable man, sorrow humbles you, takes you through an experience. But what Jabez discovered in verse number 10, because imagine Jabez, sorrow, he always heard names sorrow. He must have built up something in his mind that kept him in that avenue until a day. Somebody say, until a day. And this is your day, family, because a few weeks ago I returned back to my country. And we flew via Europe, and that's nearly a 36-hour flight, 36-hour. Arrived there at midnight, so that's Friday night. Saturdays, it's weddings and funerals. And Sunday morning, God told me two things. Now, I will not dare prophesy a situation because I'm dealing with eternity of people. I want to make sure it's the word of the Lord. Coming from a nation, 45% without work. And as I got to the platform, the Lord said, make the announcement. This is the turning point season. Tell your neighbor, say, this is a turning point. I'm going to help you with the scripture, how to break that barriers, how to have your turning point, because you need a turning point this morning. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going to settle for less. Help me, somebody. Say, this is my turning point season in the name of Jesus. So what happened is, the Lord said, challenge the congregation. For the next 90 days, I called the pastors. We run 17 services on a Sunday. I called the pastors that preach. I said, this morning, start challenging the church. The Lord gave me instruction. You can imagine, you've heard poverty in these third world countries. What's happening there? I said, the Lord said, challenge the church for 90 days to pay the tithes, offerings, and giving to the poor, because the only promise how you lend unto the Lord was by giving to the poor. So Hyder did in my service, Yaku and them did in their service, Lancel and Jeff and Uncle William, everybody did it in their services. In Yaku's 10 o'clock service, there's a family. Nobody ever in the history of that family finished school or went to university. Her daughter is the first one. And she said, if this is the truth that the Lord said that, I'm going to take on a challenge, because I know they promised to pay me my money back after 90 days if nothing happens. So I've got nothing to lose. She took R1,000 and she sowed it. She said, I need tuition money for my daughter because our university doesn't supply. That Sunday, Friday, she had the guarantee in her hand. Stellenbosch University, our main university. The letter said, your daughter's situation came under our attention. We are aware of the disadvantaged circumstances. We don't know why, as a committee and as a board of trustees of the Stellenbosch University, we have decided to give her a grant of 50,000 grand, and she only needs to pay back 5,000. She ran to me. She said, it works, it works. I said, what work? She said, what you said, what the Lord told you. The next Monday, she received two more grants. The one grant pay, the other grant finish, and she's got thousands, listen family, to complete her assignment, and it's paid for. Somebody say, paid for. A young man in our church, he went to have a CAT scan. They diagnosed him. Now, you don't go in my country to private hospitals. You go for a cough, then they amputate your leg. You never know what's going to happen with you. And so you don't go there. And they killed my mother 6 months ago. When I walked in the room, they inject her with an overdose of morphine. And when I saw that, within minutes, 3 minutes, she was gone. So what happened? Your hanky went to a private hospital. We don't have medical insurance in our country. It's too expensive. He had a CAT scan. Now, how they do CAT scans in Africa, they put you on a table, go to the SPCA, get a cat, and the cat walks over you. Then they bill the SPCA. No, it's not really how they do it. So your aunt went for a CAT scan and medical test and things. Thousands. Monday. Thursday, 4:30, I got a phone call. He's so excited. He said, I need to sit. I said, why, Johan? He said, I've got a miracle. It works. I said, what works? He said, you know, I went for all these medical things, thousands. He said, a doctor who doesn't even serve God. I cleaned his carpet. He heard about my dilemma. He said, I had a supernatural debt cancellation of thousands because this doctor, a heathen doctor, paid for a child of God and wiped out his account. He said, I've got the receipt in my hand. It's paid for. Come on, church. You see, barriers builds up that we don't believe the impossibilities is going to happen. I told the people, I said, the Lord told me you were living in houses that you did not buy. He's going to give you houses and you're going to have cars. Because why? We are in the season that God wants to take you and put you on display for the world that the world can see. You serve Jehovah Rapha, the great healer. You are serving Jehovah Rapha. My God, Jireh, the provider for your life. Come on, church, help me, somebody. So what happened is, a young man came to me four Tuesdays ago. He said, you know, you prophesied the word of the Lord that Sunday of the turning point. He said, I walked around for days with these barriers in my mind, and I keep on saying impossible. He said, I'm a man of sorrow because my grandmother died and she gave everything to my brother, who's a heathen. He said, last week, my brother came to me with documents from the deeds office and from the attorneys I need to sign. My brother gave me the house with the car, put on my name, paid for. Brother Rajan, the Indian brother, second in charge of BP, they retrenched him. Brother Rajan came to me. We moved in a new building for the 9 o'clock and the 6 o'clock service that can seat 1,400 people. English service. He said, Pastor, they retrenched me. I cannot get work because I'm not tribal. That's a problem in Africa. He said, we need a car. You know, I had this big car, and when they retrenched, the company took the car. I need a miracle. He said, but I cannot buy it. He said, but I take the word of the Lord. This is my turning point. And I'm going to believe God. I'm going to break through the barrier of my sorrow. He sowed $100,000. A Hindu man in that week called him. Brother Rajan helped this Hindu man when he himself was a Hindu. And this man had nothing, Pastor Sonny. Brother Rajan helped him to establish a business. And this man became a multi-millionaire. But he never contacted Rajan for years. He said, Rajan, I don't know why. Your name is continually in my mind. Do you need something? Rajan said, no, what will I need? He knows he needs a car. He said, okay, phones him back. Day later, he said, I cannot get your name out of my mind. I have decided to buy you a car. He said, and not any car. I'm buying you the top of the range BMW 2-door sports model. It costs 600,000 grand cash. So I went out of that church and I laid my hands on that car. When that car came, I said, Father, what a testimony. What a testimony. Now I want to help you, because listen what happened here with Jabez. Verse number 10. Nothing in life is going to happen until you start saying, speaking, declaring. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. 100%, Psalm 103, the angels hearken to the voice of God. There's a word in your mouth that can create, hallelujah, your destiny, your future, your history. Or there's a word in your mouth that can put you back and floor you, my Lord. And the snake is after your word. He wants you to tremble. He wants you to do emergency landing. But let me tell you, your Captain Jesus is on the steer of your Boeing this morning. And he lets you know, hallelujah, keep on communicating with me. I've got everything under control, because you're going higher. And it's not going to happen slow. You're going higher fast, hallelujah. And as you go higher, the snake will be cut out, hallelujah. Because your altitude is going to fear him. Listen, he says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, he released a word, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Somebody say, God is in to bless me. Now I'm going to help you why. The reason that there's an outpour of the blessing coming now. That we will be positioned. Because remember, principle. Apply the principle. Then you will be positioned. Your position take you out of your present situation into God's timing. God's timing is not a season. God's timing is a climate. A climate is bigger than a season. Come on, people. John chapter 2. Jesus is at the wedding. The wine ran out. And they complain. And his mother said, just what he tells you to do, do it. Hallelujah. He said, fill the containers to the brim and dish out the water. And when they dish out the water, it turned into wine. What happened? The climate moved in. That expedite the season or the process of grapes to go. I'm from a grape country, a wine country, and I know it takes months and years for wine to be the right thing that you can use it. But when the captain of your craft is in control and you apply the principle, he positioned you for alignment. Because when you positioned, he take you out of your season into that climate where things are expediting and happening. Because how do I get into position? By dealing with barriers. Your past, your history, what we experience, what we go through, have the potential to build our barriers. I said, and I agree with my brother there, there's no recession in this country. Yesterday morning, I was amazed that people go to the IMAX at 9:30 and the parking lot is full and people walk to get in the movies. I said, what people? I asked Pastor Yaku. I said, what people go to movies so early? He said, normal people. They're not like you. He said, that's how you enjoy life. You don't know how to live. Well, I understood what he meant, because I don't have time for things like that. Go to the restaurants. People took us yesterday morning to some broken egg thing. They gave us a UFO, whatever, a flying saucer. Because there were so many people in the restaurant, people were standing all over. Then you need to wait for the lights or the vibration of this flying saucer thing. I say, dear Jesus, we don't have that. I said, Lord, this is not recession. Pass the I-12 with the ravies. Did you see the attendance at the rave? Cars are lining up to go out and cars are lining in to go in. I said, there's not recession. It's up here. We need to break the barriers. Why does God wants to bless you? That you can complete your godly assignment without delays. Come on, people. Because you are called to shake planet Earth, hallelujah, to make history. And it's going to cost what? Money, honey. A blessing to help you to get there, to complete your assignment, because it's all about God's kingdom and other people. When God saved you, it was not for you just to make heaven, so that you can tell other people, because God is raising up an army. And I don't want to preach about the army now, but the A stands for accountability. The R stands for reaching out, live a lifestyle of an evangelist. The M stands for ministry through serving. And the Y stands for you are important. Your gift, your talent, your ability, your money, your everything is important for the kingdom. Come on. That's why we need to deal with I cannot. It's impossible. My Lord, help us this morning. I'm coming in for a land. Praise the Lord. I've got a watch here. You need a binoculars to see the size. It's her watch that I've borrowed because to keep on time. It says, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, my territory, my land, my everything, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Now the scripture tells me, and somebody say, and God grant him that which he requested. Tell your neighbor, say, you are in, that God's gonna give you the request you are filing into heaven quickly. Five things to become a barrier-breaking Christian. Number one, it's gonna cost faith and obedience. 2003, I was diagnosed. I had shingles and diagnosed with cancer. On a Friday, I was so shocked, I went to a second opinion the afternoon. Yes, the doctor said, please don't preach. Cold can kill you. Your resistance is 34. You can be killed. We're going to bury you next week. I stood there, shocked. And I'm sure he was demon-possessed, this doctor, to tell me that. Because he placed a thought in my mind that started warring with me and fighting with me and battling with me. And I had this barrier. And I looked him in the eye because I know nothing happens until a word is released. I said, doctor, let me tell you. There's a word higher than your word, and your word is going to bow to this word. I never went. I must be Monday in his office. Sunday I came out of the prayer room. And as I got on the platform that morning, the worship was wild, dancers, and we've got very arty people. And I heard the voice, do you believe I can heal you? Oh, yes, Lord, by your stripes, your word said, I'm healed. You have seen your word, he said. There are three people sitting in this church trusting me for motor cars. I said, Lord, motor cars? I said, they can walk with their feet. You've heard that the funeral undertakers is on their way to come and take me next week. And you talk to me about cars? I said, no, I don't have the money. And the Lord said, I did not ask if you've got money. I ask if you would be obedient and do it by faith. I said, yes, Lord. He said, shout it out, by my stripes you are healed. I start shouting. On the third time, the church thought I was bonkers. They think I had sunstroke or something. But I was instantly healed. I never went back to the doctors for over a year. 2004, I was nominated by our president, the president of government, as one of the superheroes of the nation to run with the Olympic flame for Athens. and I need to run 500 meters. I don't know what is that in foot. And I thought, dear Jesus, I better go back to the doctor. You know, I'm a grandfather and got 5 grandkids, and I need to go. So I went to the doctor. He was so shocked when I walked in. He said, oh, I thought you buried and dead long ago. I told you he was demon-possessed to tell me that. He ran tests. I pass every test that I'm healed, set free. Come on, people. My Lord. You see, this is faith says you need to react. Jesus stood there in front of Lazarus' grave. He said, you roll away the stone. There's something you need to do that God can honor that word. Come on. How will the just live? By faith. The just shall live. What is faith? Faith is God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That's faith. People try to figure out. Sis Melanie here, she said, what are you? I'm trying to figure out. Now I came to the conclusion. I was figuring out, are you Methodist? Are you Presbyterian? Are you Pentecostal? Are you Charismatic? She said, I know now you are a faith preacher. I said, you're right. I believe the just shall live by faith. Number 2, praise the Lord. Listen, church, use and pour out what you have and get to people of capacity. 2 Kings chapter 4, the widow's husband died. She's in a dilemma. The people that her husband owed money is going to take her and her children and sell the children on the market. But she went to somebody with capacity. Say capacity. Poor people cannot help other poor people. I've seen that in my nation. Listen, somebody who doesn't believe in healing cannot help you who needs a healing. Somebody who needs a breakthrough cannot go to somebody who's continually negative that listen to CNN. That stands for continual negative news. Get to people with capacity. Because this widow come to the prophet and he asked her the question, what do you have in your house? You sit with a thing this morning that can ignite the miracle that you need to take you in that higher altitude and the dimension you need to go. The prophet did not say, I will work a miracle. He said, what do you have? She said, a little jar of oil. He said, oh, praise the Lord. Go to your neighbors. Put action now that your faith can work. And bring it here and start pouring. She had a miracle because she connected with people of capacity. You've got capacity this morning. The world outside are waiting for you to connect with you. You are a person with capacity because you've got the great I am living inside of you by the Spirit. Number 3, keep going in God's will until you see results. Don't quit. Some of us looks like a Boeing 747 that came down, and you are the aftermath of what's left over. Don't give up. Family, sorrow will make you negative about everything. I know I was there. I do leadership sessions every Wednesday morning at 9. I spoke to 300 leaders a few Friday nights ago. And with me is what you see is what you get. And on the way to the leadership meeting, the Lord told me I'm angry. He said, you are full of anger. I said, mwah, I'm as sweet as honey. But I was angry. I was for weeks angry. And the Lord said, you need to deal with your anger. Because I was angry with what happened in 2008 when our oldest son died and all the calamity, children's mother ended up in a wheelchair and all these things that happened. And then my mother's situation that came in. 3 key people in our ministry took callings. 1 went to Volksris, 1,200 miles, our school principal. Our music pastor took a calling to another church, and the pastor who was looking after the hotel, he feels he's on the mission field. I was angry because I know somewhere along the line this cannot be God. The strange thing is, the moment when I start dealing with anger in the leadership, I discover 80% of the pastors and leaders sitting there are angry. because God used me with my experience to share. Now, this is things we never say. In 2 weeks' time, after I dealt with it, we add 80 new people to the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock service. Professional, anointed musicians, powerful, greater than what we've ever bargained for, came. Because my sorrow caused a barrier. My barrier brings frustration. Frustration brings anger. And frustration is actually only the sign your present situation is going through a transformation. That's why you need to go higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher, and I'm really landing now. Praise the Lord. So keep on, hold on. God never made a mistake about you. Number 4, identify your barriers and set goals to break them. David saw a barrier. His name was Goliath. He challenged. What are you facing this morning that you feel is a barrier that's holding you back, that you cannot be everything God wants you to be? Walk to that barrier. Do it by faith. Say this morning, barrier, I'm setting a goal. I'm going to get out of this. God's going to bring me out. I may have a few setbacks in life, but my comeback is always greater than my setbacks. Come on, people. Because you are marked by God. A blood of drop came from heaven with your name on. And number 5, somebody say, thank God the agony is over. Number 5, know and use the word. People use all kinds of things. They use what he said, she said, they said, and what a book said. But they never use the word. They use what the news media tells us, and all these sicknesses and diseases and calamities and situation. But stand on the word, because your captain said he has put his word above his name. And this word declares this morning, when the enemy comes in, and let's move the comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If the devil knocks on your door and he said, you not say, no, 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 no. Oh, my Lord, I want to prophesy to somebody, because I see you're going to have a supernatural intervention of God. Listen, family, because what's going to happen? God is walking in your situation this morning to meet you at the level of your revelation. Let the barriers go. Every limitation. They dragged a lady few Sundays ago, her name is Anne, into the 6 o'clock service. Now, 6 o'clock at night, we run 3 services. They brought here in the service, the English service, the other 2 is Afrikaans. Anne, full-blown AIDS. She's so weak, 2 people carried her. Her legs, her feet was dragging. They put her in front, her eyes go like this. Then somebody jumps up and feel if I thought, dear Jesus, not here. And I said, I want to pray for Anne. And I walked to Anne, said, help her, lay hands. She fell to the floor. I said, Anne, do you know Jesus? She said, no. I said, if you accept Jesus this night, I said, hear the word of the Lord, the prophetic word from God. The Lord told me, you're going to walk out of the service. It must be God, because there's hundreds of people that hurt me. People came after the service. They said, we expect her to die there. At the end of the service, laid hands on Anne. She fell to the floor and her eyes, I thought, dear Jesus, I hope she did not go now. I will be arrested. After a few seconds that felt like minutes, and opened her eyes, and it was as clear as mine. She said, help me up. And she started walking, and she's still walking. She went shopping the next day, and she's still shopping. She came to me just before I got on the plane last week. She said, Pastor, she said, my family is very angry with me. I said, why? She said, They expect me to die. They took insurance policies out on my name. She told me, she said, now they're angry I did not die. I said, Anne, she said, I broke through the barriers. This morning, God's got a great assignment for your life. The hand of the Lord is upon you. If you like a Jabez, say, I'm no longer going to live in Sorrow Avenue. I'm moving from my sorrow, from my mishaps, from the barrier lane into my victory boulevard. My coast will be enlarged. I will be a blessing. I'm going to break through. God's going to take me higher. This king cobra that the aerostate said, it's not a normal snake, it's a king cobra. My Lord, he can try all his maneuvers, you going higher. And he's going to be cut out because no weapon formed against you. If the Lord is for you, who can ever be against you? Come on, church. You're on God's victory list this morning. And if that's you this morning, will you stand with me right now? Father, I say thank you in the name of Jesus for this ministry. This church, they're going to reach higher altitudes. Because you told me the first time that this church will be an aircraft carrier. When I heard these awesome testimonies, ministries will go and come back. And you take them higher. Because this is the turning point. Physically, financially, joy, happiness, spiritually, emotionally, everyday living. When we apply the principle, you position us. And when we are positioned under godly rule, you take us into your time. Out of the old season into a fresh climate. Holy Spirit, I come against every assignment, that every barrier that was built up in minds, and I say you will have no longer authority and dominion. And I loose people tonight, this morning, from conditions. They are barrier breaking Christians. They're going to be everything God wants them to be. Somebody say amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Give somebody a high five and say you are a barrier breaker. What's your name, beautiful? Shannon. Shannon. Father, I thank you. Let's take your seat for a minute. I promise you I'm going to be short. Father, I thank you for Shannon. Shannon, I see the breaking through power of God. All the setbacks of the past is over and done. This is a fresh season. A new time frame that you are moving in. Because God said, daughter, you are a daughter of God. Destiny, a person with great destiny, and it's going to happen. What the enemy meant for harm, God is turning it around on your favor. I hear the word divine favor is kicking in the name of Jesus. Don't be concerned about situations, because the captain of your aircraft say it's got it, he's got it under control in Jesus' name. You are a strong warrior, and the presence and the power of God touch. Are you an item? Awesome. Great movement. Great enlargement. Capacity. The Lord said, get every barrier off. This is the time. Don't listen to negative. This is the time to enlarge the capacity. I see expansion is coming. I see breakout is coming. I see a capacity that God is creating in your environment, that you're going to finance end time harvest. Great things is going to happen for what the Lord's going to pour out on your lives in the name of Jesus. Don't be concerned about family matters. God's got that under control. It's your season to break out. Keep on, stay focused in the name of Jesus. Be planted in the house of the Lord. And you're going to see the hand of God move in an awesome and a mighty way. Isn't the Lord a good God? The devil is a bad devil. In the name of Jesus. What's your name, precious? Rachel. Father, I thank you for Rachel. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your glory. Rachel, I come against this thing that from time to time tries to torment you, called like fear, anxiety, and depression. And I rebuke it right now, and I take charge. Because the Lord said you are an organizer and you can do greater things, girl. And this is the season that you're going to move in that greatness, saith the Lord. The situation that you are facing that looks impossible, the Lord said it is possible because His grace is sufficient. And it's going to take you in levels. Rachel, it's going to take you in levels. Let the barriers go this morning. Because God called you to be a planet shaker on the face of the earth. In Jesus' name. Look at me, beautiful. It's your season. Say, it's my season. It's your season. God's going to do it, pretty. God's going to do it. Don't fear the enemy. God has worked out the plan, paved out the way. This is a new experience that you are on. Shifting happens so that God can get my attention to move. Die for public opinion about your journey, what God's going to do through this family in Jesus' name. Isn't the Lord a good Lord? God is so awesome. He's so marvelous. He's so powerful. There's nothing bad in God, nothing good in the devil. Husband, wife? Oh, okay. I don't want to give the wrong person to the wrong person. Will you two stand and join hands? Are you part of this church?
Yes, you need to be here.
You need to move here. That's why I'm asking. She is, if she puts her mind on something, nothing is going to move her. But it's a good thing. Because the scale needs to balance. The Lord is calling you to walk equal with her on this journey. Because this is going to be something completely in a different league that you're going to enter in. The disappointment of the past about religion and Christians is over. Because that put you back. You cannot stand people that seems they made out of plastic. Taiwan, made in Taiwan. You like genuine because you are genuine and you want to be people. You are at the right place and the right time. Now listen to me, very important. You're not here for a season. You're here for a reason. Because God doesn't make mistakes. Get connected to the pastors and the leadership and come under the vision and say, we here. You're going to stand amazed. This man's got a teaching anointing upon his life to teach the word of the Lord. And that's what's going to happen. Influence, impact with men and educated people. It's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Quickly ask your neighbor, do you know Jesus? If they say, I'm not sure, I don't know, I want to help you. Ask somebody quickly. Come on, I'm giving you the opportunity to be an evangelist. Ask somebody, say, do you know Jesus? I'm not asking, do you belong to a church? Are you religious? Do you sing 3 hymns and 2 hours? That's not what I'm asked. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you were dying the next few minutes, will you live in with the Lord? If you're not sure, I want to help you. Now, I know I've just met you, the gentleman next to Tammy. The moment when I saw you, the hand of the Lord, I saw on your life. Hear the word. It's very important to let the past go. Especially for you. Let the past go. Because God's taking you into a new season or climate is moving for greater things to happen. People is going to stand amazed. Deep in your heart, there's such a preciousness that not many people discover that. And that preciousness is the season to start flowing out now. Because the Lord said, everything that the enemy has robbed you from will be restored in a greater measure. People will travel distances and write emails and say, is this the same man that we knew before? Because there's a change happening for the good. Not that you're bad, but for good things. This is the climate that moved over the past season to bring a fresh adventure for what God's gonna do in this time, in Jesus' name. Thank you, people. Thank you, Pastor Sonny. I'm honored. Be blessed. Pray for us in Africa. We feed 120,000 children. We aim to do 200,000. We try to get a chicken farm going to feed the multitudes. At the moment, Pastor David, 30,000 people dies as I speak in South Africa daily. 18,000 will die of malnutrition. 14 million people doesn't eat daily in my nation at this stage. 5,460 people dies of AIDS daily out of a small country, 53 million people. 2 years ago, it was 1,840. Now it's 5,460. We need your prayers because we need to impact. Change lives. We've got a drug rehab very successful with men. When I go back, we start one for women. We've got orphanages, care center for children, school. We need the prayer of the saints. Because I met with the mayor, vice mayor. I'm going back there for the big mayor. And said, I'm not here to fight. I'm here to help. Because I've got an army behind me. Saints. That's ready to change lives. And we are on a mission to get 3,000 sinners saved by the end of November. And we're busy. We're busy. So pray for Gustav in Africa. Your brother from another mother. In the name of Jesus. Give your pastor a God bless you. And be planted in the house. Thank you.
Let me get the band up real quick. Let's stand on our feet. I want to get the ushers just to come forward. And, you know, we never like to let Brother Gustav leave without just giving an offering toward his work there. He's one of the very special men of God that are being used at this hour. You know, just let the Holy Spirit lead you. This is not a pressure deal. This is just something. We've talked about that he that lends to the poor gets favor from the Lord. You know, and if you want favor from God, I'm telling you, this man is feeding, just like what we saw in Nicaragua, the testimonies there. You know, I've been over there personal. Barbara's been over there, and others of you. And you know, we've seen the feeding stations. We've seen what they do. And, you know, I can tell you, Brother Gustav's not driving around a 600,000 Rand BMW. He's got a little Toyota 1945 pickup truck or something. He tutors in wherever he goes. And, I mean, this guy's just all about the kingdom. So, whatever you give, I'm sure it's going to go right into the mouths of hungry children and through the needles of needy AIDS patients. You know, he's got it all there. And how many of y'all appreciate Brother Gustav and him just pouring out to us? I tell you, he's been a great influence in my life. I appreciate him. He's one of the people we look to in this church just as a godly father and a godly leader, rather, and we love him. So... whatever the Lord leads you to give, and we'll see you for prayer Wednesday. Let's just worship the Lord with this song. Brother Andy, why don't we just do the free song, I Am Free to Dance. And God bless you as you give, and why don't you go ahead and make a friend today. Through you.